Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 11.
Amen. When you have it, would you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verses 1 through 11. The scripture says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which has been planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear down, amen, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And what profit has the worker from all of his labors? I have seen the God-given task, the burden that God has put on us all. Yet he has made everything beautiful in his time. Amen. He has made everything beautiful in his time. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven. Yet he has made everything beautiful in his time. Amen. For a little while, we're going to use the thought, amen, it's just a matter of time. Amen. It's just a matter of time. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's a time to be born, a time to die, a time for every season under purpose under heaven. Yet he has made everything beautiful in his time. Amen. It's just a matter of time. Time is very important. Life, amen. They say time waits for no one, amen. Time is the only thing, amen, that waits for nobody. Time is the only thing that can't be redeemed, amen, that can't be bought back, amen. You'll never see it again. They say anything worth having is worth the time it takes to get to you, amen. Many good things in life just take time, amen. Most good things that you obtain in your life, amen, don't just happen overnight. They really take time. Time is something, again, that you'll never get back once it's gone. That's why it's so important not to waste time. Each moment in time is critical. But many of us have a bad relationship with time. Many of us, amen, take time for granted. Some of us need to learn to be on time, amen. I know I'm talking to myself today, glory be to God. Some of us need to learn to be on time, amen. I can be late, amen. If I come to church or work, I'm pretty much on time. But anything else, I get there when I get there, amen. I need to be better. I need to do better. I need to do better. Amen. My wife is always getting on me, amen, about certain things. You need to be on time. Amen. I said, well, ain't nobody else going to be there. I don't care what everybody else doing. You need to be there. Okay, whatever. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, I thank God for that. So she's right, amen, in that regard. She needs, amen, we need to learn to do better with our time. Stop taking time for granted. Learn to be on time. Amen. Many of us waste our time being bitter. Waste our time being vengeful. Waste our time being angry. Waste our time being petty. Amen. You never know, amen, what can happen to a person. So you need not to waste time, amen, being angry, being upset, being bitter. Amen. You need not waste time, amen, holding grudges, not talking to people. You need not waste time because you never know what can happen. And you'll never get that time back. You see, we call ourselves making up time. Amen. Well, I'm going to make up the time that I wasn't in your life. Amen. You can't make up that time. That time is gone. All you can do is value the time that you have left, that you have now, and use it wisely. Amen. It seems as if sometimes the time is not on our side. But in these times, we must remember that we should not move ahead of time. We must learn to wait the proper time. We must learn to wait on God's time. Because God's time is perfect. You see, there's no need to rush through life. Even when it seems like life is taking its time. Even when it seems like time is taking its sweet old time. Amen. For things to happen, for things to come to pass, there's no need to rush through life. But we're in a rush society. We're in a rush through our lives. We're fast-forwarding, amen, through all of our days. There's a movie, I forget the name of it. I wish I could remember. But every time he had a thought, amen, he couldn't enjoy, amen, the time that he was in because he was always looking for the future. And then because of this, he began, amen, his life began to fast-forward. And he began to realize how much things he was missing out on because he was only focused on one thing. I cannot think of the name of that movie. I wish I could. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. Adam Sandler. What's it?
Click.
Click that movie. That's a good movie. I like that movie. But he moved ahead of time because, hey man, he couldn't enjoy the things that was happening in his life. And as a result, hey man, they taught him a lesson that he was missing out. And he was an old man that missed out on his child's wedding and missed out on his daughter being crazy and missed out on all these things in his life. Because he took time for granted. Hey man, he wasted time and he rushed through his life. Amen. Because we rush through life, we're missing out on important moments in our lives. We're missing out on important events in our family's lives. We're missing out on important things, amen, because we're rushing through life. We're in a rush to get to payday. Amen. I know I can't wait. Glory be to God. And now the time is, life is passing us by. Because all we can think about is payday. Amen. What's today? Amen. My wife don't know no day. Amen. If I ask you what today is, amen, she don't know. Amen. I say, what's today? I have no idea. What's today's day? Oh, you know, really don't know. Amen. But she definitely know when I get paid. She know that. Come on, somebody. Oh, she know that. Amen. Will you get paid next Thursday? Girl, what you talking about? What's today? I don't know, but I know you get paid next Thursday. We need to do this. We need to do that. Okay. Amen. It's miraculous. I don't understand how she does that, how she do that, but she does it. Amen. We're in a rush to get to the weekend. We're in a rush to get to our vacation. We're in a rush to get to our day off. We're in a rush to get our tax refund. Amen. So we can be in a rush to spend it. Hallelujah. Amen. We here to take the advance. I'm going to take the advance. I know it costs me money, but I'm going to take the advance because I'm in a rush. I can't wait. I need it now. I need it now. It's my money and I want it now. Amen. Listen, many of us, some of us are in a rush to get married. And those that rushed, amen, some of them are in a rush to get divorced. Come on. We need to stop rushing through life. Amen. We're in a rush to get to work on time. Then we're in a rush to get through our work day so we can be in a rush to get home. We're in a rush through our lives. And as a result, life is passing us by. We want everything in an instant. We want instant results. We want instant gratification. We want instant satisfaction. We want instant fulfillment. We want instant achievement. I know I just started working there, but when do I get a raise? Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know I just started. Amen. I just got out of college. Amen. But when do I begin to become a manager? Come on, somebody. Amen. I understand all that. I know I just started, but when? Come on. Is my raise coming? I need to get promoted. Amen. We are in a rush. Amen. We want instant success. Amen. I just started my business. Amen. I want it to be successful from day one. Amen. We want instant rewards. We want instant benefits, instant accolades. We don't want to wait for anything. Amen. We have instant hair nowadays. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You look one way tomorrow, today and tomorrow, I don't even recognize you. Come on, somebody. Look totally different. Amen. We want instant nails. We want instant oatmeal. Just add water. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Instant meals. Just heat and eat. Amen. All you got to do is heat and eat. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And when things in life don't happen in an instant, we get frustrated. When things in life are not happening in an instant, we get angry. When things in life are not happening in an instant, we get discouraged. When things in life aren't happening quickly, we get reckless. And this recklessness causes us to move outside of the will of God. This recklessness causes us to panic. It causes us to do things and make things happen on our own. It causes us to go outside and go back to our old ways of thinking, our old habits, our old ways of doing things. Because we're in a rush, it causes us to panic, and it causes us to act recklessly, because we're a microwave generation. We want everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. In this generation, we'd rather use a microwave than an oven, because the microwave is quicker. Amen. However, we must realize that although the microwave is quicker, it's the oven that takes the food through the process. The process is what makes the food taste better. It makes the food a little better for you as well. Amen. And we have to realize it works the same way in the spirit. Amen. The process of life is what makes your life better. Amen. The process of life is what causes you to appreciate the things that you've been through. The process of life causes you to appreciate the things that you have now because you realize what it was not to have it. The process of life causes you to understand, amen, how things don't come easily. It's the process. It's the process of life that causes you to appreciate life more. It makes your life better. Yeah, yeah.
It makes things easier. It makes things more comfortable. Amen. We have to realize, amen, the process is what makes life what it is. We must stop rushing through the processes of life. Being in a rush causes us to destroy opportunities. Being in a rush causes us to ruin relationships. Being in a rush causes us to sabotage good things. Being in a rush causes us to move outside of the will of God. Being in a rush causes us to move outside the time frame of God. When we're in a rush, we're deceived into believing that everything that we want to happen must happen right now. Everything that we dream of must happen right now. Everything that we envision for our life must happen right now. Every business that we start, amen, the success must happen right now. Amen, we don't want to struggle. Amen, we just want instant gratification, instant success, instant millionaire, instant. And when things don't come in an instant, but life don't work that way. Amen. Life is not always instantaneous. Amen. We have to realize the process, amen, is what makes life better. But everything must happen right now. But we have to realize, amen, the scripture lets us to know that everything has a season. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a time frame that it operates under. Everything has a proper time. Think of it. When a baby is born before its time, amen, they risk complications that a baby that's born full term won't have to deal with. If we eat food before it's time, amen, before it's properly cooked, amen, we pose a health risk to ourselves. Amen. If we move ahead of time, if we act prematurely, we risk moving too fast and hindering our future. Amen. We risk moving too fast and delaying our destiny. Amen. We risk moving too fast and messing up what it is that God has for us. Things are so much better when we wait. Amen. Things of life are so much better when we wait. As we look at the text, we see the purpose. We see the most popular verse of Ecclesiastes in this book. Amen. Verse chapter 3, we see the most popular verses, amen, in Ecclesiastes. The scripture says, in part, there's a time to be born and a time to die. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to love and a time to hate. Amen. Sometimes, in other words, sometimes in life, amen, life will make you sick. And sometimes life will make you bring you healing. Sometimes life will make you want to cry. And sometimes life will make you crack up laughing. Sometimes life will make you mourn over your losses. Amen. Mourn over the people that you lost. And mourn over the people that you don't, that are not here any longer. And sometimes life will cause you to dance over all the celebrations and over all the accomplishments that you have been able to accomplish in your life. Sometimes life will bring you joy, and sometimes life will bring you grief. Sometimes life will bring you love, and sometimes life will bring you haters. Come on, he'll bring your haters your way. Hallelujah. And sometimes life will cause you to be a hater. Amen. But don't hate. Congratulate. Amen. Glory be to God. No matter what life brings your way, no matter how inconsistent life can be, we must learn that God is always consistent. We must learn that God's timing is always perfect. We must learn that God knows what's best. You see, there's no need to panic because God has everything under control. Amen. I'm going to say that again. Amen. There's no need to panic. Why? Because God has everything under control. Hallelujah. When we panic, it causes us to uproot what we should be planting. When we panic, it causes us to tear down when we should be building up. When we panic, it causes us to refrain, to hold back when we should be embracing. You see, there's a song Toby Mac said. He said, we'll be packing our bags when we need to stay. You will be chasing every breeze that blows our way. We'll be building our kingdom just to watch it fade away. Amen. That's me without you. Amen. You see, packing our bags represent leaving situations prematurely, leaving situations too early, not staying long enough, giving up too easily. Chasing every breeze that blows our way represents
forcing situations to work out that are not supposed to work out. Staying too long. Amen. You see, the other one represented leaving too early, but this one represents staying too long, making it work even though it's not supposed to work. Even though all the signs are there, amen, we're still trying to force it to work. Chasing every breeze represents being thirsty. It represents being desperate. Amen. Chasing every breeze represents not having any dignity. Amen. Not having any integrity. Amen. Making it happen. Anything that look remotely close to your destiny, you going after. Anything that look remotely close, amen, to what you envision, you chasing after. Any man, amen, as long as he's breathing, you dating him. Come on, somebody. Told me got a call. I dated him. The Lord told me I'm gonna get married, so I gotta work that out. If he told you gonna get married, wait on him. All
right,
he'll do it in the time. Come on, somebody. Amen. But we have to realize, amen, chasing every breeze, amen, causes us to do things that we otherwise wouldn't do. Lowering our standards. You see, when you're desperate, you'll accept anything. When you're desperate, you'll accept anything. Building your kingdom represents wasting time doing pointless things. Getting into pointless relationships and breaking up real fast. Building your kingdom, then watching it fade away. Spending your time and then watching it fail. Doing all these things and then watching it fall apart. That's what we do when we're panicked, when we're rushing. But we must stop moving without God. We must stop moving outside of his plans. We must stop moving without his approval. We must remember that there's a time for every purpose under the heaven. It's a time to be vulnerable. And it's a time to have tough love. It's a time to stand up for your beliefs. And it's a time to hold your peace. It's a time to fight for what you want. And it's a time to let certain things go. Come on. It's a time to fight for what you want. It's a time to let it go. Come on. Some situations that we're fighting for, we need to let it go. It's not worth it. We must really learn the difference. It's a time to speak up. It's a time to shut up. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know I say shut up in church. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it two more times. It's a time to speak up. It's a time to shut up. Come on, somebody. Amen. You should write that down. It's a time to speak up. It's a time to shut up. We must really learn the difference. Amen. If we don't learn the difference, we'll constantly be talking when we need to be quiet. Or we'll be quiet when we need to be talking. If we don't learn the difference, we'll constantly, amen, be fighting a battle that we shouldn't be fighting when we should be surrendering, amen, or we'll be surrendering when we should be fighting. If we don't learn the difference, we'll constantly be vulnerable when we should be cautious, or we'll be cautious when we should be vulnerable. If we don't learn the difference, we'll constantly be holding back, constantly be refraining when we should be embracing, or we'll be embracing when we should be holding back. We must ask God for wisdom to learn the difference so we can learn to navigate through each time frame that life throws our way. Don't be led by your panic. Don't be led by fear. Don't be led by anxiety. Don't be led by stress. Don't be led by your biological time clock, amen, that you put on yourself. Don't be led by your rush mentality, amen, that you have adopted through society. Amen. Waiting, I know, can be difficult. I know waiting can be a challenge. I know waiting, amen, can be a burden. Amen. Verse 10 said he knows the burden that he puts on us all. Amen. And waiting can be one of those burdens. Amen. But especially when it seems as if everybody else is obtaining what it is that you're waiting on. It seems like everybody else, all your friends, amen, are getting what it is that you're waiting on. All your buddies are getting, amen, your family members are obtaining what it is that you're waiting on. You're waiting your turn. You've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting year after year. And they don't deserve it because you a better person than they are. Come on, somebody. I know we're in church and we got to pretend like we don't think these thoughts. Amen. But I know, amen, I know I'm a better person than that person is. And it seems like they're getting everything that they want. I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to serve God. I'm trying to go to church. I'm trying to do everything right. And it seems like nothing is going good for me. But them on the other side, they're getting everything they want. How in the world is that right? How is that fair? Amen. And when we look at it that way, yes, it's a burden. Amen. If you look at it that way, yes, it's a challenge. But we have to stop comparing ourselves to other people.
Right.
You don't know, amen, what they did to get what they got.
Right.
Come on. Amen. They don't tell you the full story. They just tell you the glamorous part. They don't tell you the rest of it. They'll tell who they stole from, who they begged and borrowed from. Amen. Who they put at risk. Amen. Who they did. They don't tell you all the other stuff. They just tell you, look at my man. Look at my woman. Look at my bling. Look at all these things that I have. They don't tell you the rest of the story. And we see part of the story and we get discouraged. Amen. But if you knew the whole story, you would say, well, I wouldn't do that to get that anyway. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. You see, your story may not be like his story. And your story may not be like her story. And your story may not be like their story. And your story may not be like my story. But your story is your story. Come on. Your story is your story. And your story is special just the way it is. So rejoice with those that rejoice. Amen. When they get a new car, be happy for them. Amen. When they get a new boo, be happy for them. When it seems like they're getting a promotion and a raise, and although you deserve it, be happy for them. Go to the party. Celebrate. Amen. Rejoice with those that rejoice. Rejoice and don't hate. Rejoice with those that rejoice. Rejoice and don't be sorry. Rejoice with those that rejoice. Rejoice and don't be jealous. Amen. Rejoice. If you can learn to rejoice, with those that rejoice. Amen. Just know that your time is coming too. Amen. Your time for rejoicing is coming too. If you can learn to rejoice now, just realize your time will come to rejoice as well. Amen. It's just a matter of time. Learn to be content with your story because your story is developing just the way that it should. Amen. It's just a matter of time. As I get ready to close the scripture, let's us to know that yet God has made everything beautiful in his time. God will keep his promises. God will bring everything to pass in his own time. You see, I know what you're wondering. When will God answer my prayers? I know what you're wondering. When will God do it for me? It's just a matter of time. When will God work it out on my behalf? It's just a matter of time. When will God meet my needs? It's just a matter of time. When will God save my unsaved family? It's just a matter of time. When will God cause my dreams to come true? It's just a matter of time. When will God defeat my enemies? It's just a matter of time. When will God open the doors that I've been knocking on? It's just a matter of time. When will God do what he promised me he would do? It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. The Lord will respond. He will answer. He will do what he said in his own time. There's a time for every purpose under the heaven. It's just a matter of time. We must learn to wait on the Lord. We must learn to stop being in a rush. Everything will always work itself out when it's time. Amen. In God's time, it's just a matter of time. You see, waiting is an essential part of our lives. Noah waited on God. He waited for God to show up when he could, show him when he could enter and exit the boat. It was just a matter of time. Moses waited on God. He waited on God to deliver him and his people from the hands of evil Pharaoh. It was just a matter of time. David waited on the Lord. Amen. He waited on God to anoint him as the next king of Israel. It was just a matter of time. Job waited on God. He waited on God to deliver him from the situations that he was found himself in, from the trouble that he was going through. It was just a matter of time. The apostles waited on God. Amen. The apostles waited as they forgot to send the comforter that he promised to send them. Amen. After he was resurrected, it was just a matter of time. Jesus waited on God. Amen. He waited on God to deliver him. Amen. To begin to do his ministry. He waited 30 years before he started his public ministry. It was just a matter of time. He also waited in the belly of the earth for 3 days. Amen. For God to resurrect him from the dead. It was just a matter of time. Jesus is still waiting on you. He's waiting on you to realize his love for you. It's just a matter of time. He's waiting on you to wait on him. It's just a matter of time. He's waiting on you to be patient. Amen. While you wait on him, it's just a matter of time. He's waiting on you to stop rushing through life and remember that it's just a matter of time. He's waiting on you to trust him with your whole heart. He's waiting on you to trust him with your whole soul. He's waiting on you to trust him with everything that you have and know that it's just a matter of time. He's waiting on you to stop leaning waiting on your own understanding. He's waiting on you to repent, amen, and come to him and serve him with all that you have. It's just a matter of time. Amen. Even when it seems as if God is taking too long. Even when it seems as if God has forgotten about you. Even when it seems like he's doing for others, but he won't do for you. You must remember, amen, that it's just a matter of time. Hallelujah. God will make all things beautiful in his time. Come on. It's just a matter of time. Put your hands together. Thank God. Hallelujah. With his word, it's just a matter of time.